Gunslinger posse, wherever and wherever you are, welcome to Branded for September 11th, 2024, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. He's Tom Anas, the head coach and general manager of the San Antonio Gunslingers. See, I got the point right tonight, coach. And I'm Ralph Judkins, the host of the show, all about the San Antonio Gunslingers of the Indoor Football League. We ask you to like and subscribe on YouTube and Facebook and anywhere else, Twitter, and sound off with a comment here or a question for the coach. Okay, coach, any comments before we get started here tonight?
No, I think let's get it rolling. Oh, actually, one. We're waiting on Naquan Murray. He is finishing up work. And so as soon as he's able to call in, we'll get him on and we'll go from there. But in the meantime, we've got a lot to talk about anyway, so we're good.
And he will join the show already in progress, as will you when we return for the start of the first quarter. You're watching Branded Live, the home version. We'll be right back.
It's the high school football season of the year.
That's right, Greg, and John Wayne Service Company is in on the action with Texas Sports Productions.
Watch and listen to the hundreds of games this season on the all-new TSP app and vote for the John Wayne Player of the Game during the games and the John Wayne Player of the Week beginning on Sundays during the season.
Go to johnwayne.com to vote and be automatically entered to win a $10,000 home makeover.
Get in the game today with TSP
and John Wayne Service Company.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers in South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
It's like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Gunslingers, let's go, baby! Woo!
That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're gonna get hooked.
And welcome back to Branded Live, the home version, and as we get to set to kick this thing off, a lot going on this week as we head into Sunday and effectively D-Day for free agency. Coach, earlier this week, you were on with RJ and the Brahma Bulletin previewing some of that. For those who didn't catch the show, recommend that you go check that out. But, Coach, what was the germane and the main thing that y'all talked about as he went through what I thought was a pretty decent interview? But I think he had questions in advance, sort of like a certain, well, we don't want to talk politics.
No, I didn't. I wasn't prompted. No. We talked a lot about culture, you know, and we've reiterated it 1,000 times on this show. We've talked about what I look for in free agents, what we're trying to accomplish, what the expectation is for next year. And I said, what I always say, win a championship, you know. I don't give a rip about playoffs. I want to be in the championship. So just things like that and how we plan on getting there and, you know, what our goals are. Escalator, not elevator, you know. I don't care if you start out 6-0 and then you lose the rest of them. I would rather just keep going and going and going and going and going, you know. Is it realistic to assume any more? Some of my assumptions from last year, probably not. But those are circumstances I can't control anyway. So I've got to learn to adjust my game. And we talked about that. And we talked about, you know, he's asking me, you know, who can you say that you're going to sign? I ain't saying anything about that. RJ's a great guy, and he always does a nice job and very cordial. And I'm happy to go with him, you know, all the time. What's that comment? Didn't take long.
I'm not sure what Bob is referring to. Bob, one of the co-hosts of the Inside the Sharks and on Inside the Walls, chiming in. Perhaps he can provide us some detail. Texas Pete checking in. Glad to hear from him. And Mission Highlighters here locally saying, go Holy Cross Knights. That's one of the TAPS teams that we cover. Oh, that's what Bob's referring to. My inadvertent reference. And Kelly Woodward chiming in, saying it didn't take long. Well, none of us are wearing.
I can't talk politics. So yeah. I mean, yeah. I have so much to say, and I can't do it.
And you've threatened to do this before, Coach. Perhaps we should have another show.
No, God, no.
I don't want to go there. I don't want to be that.
You know what? I respectfully, we're gonna stick to football. That's an unattainable, quest, you know, it really is, because you don't want to offend the people that are your fans, with your own side. And then the same side, you know, you want to let them know who you are as a person and how you feel. And you can't, you know, always do that. I think I'm transparent enough that, if you follow me on any social media platforms, you'll see kind of where I'm at. So, you know, and that's enough. You know, I don't need to do that here. Here we're supposed to be talking about gunslingers and, you know, IFL and football in general, professional football. So, but yeah, I mean, it's been a very, I don't know. This is like your wife comes in and tells you, you know, we're supposed to have the baby on Sunday. Kind of deal, and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting, and you can't wait for that moment so you can pick up the phone and you know, make those calls, and your level of anticipation is pretty high. Now, that being said, I probably talked to 30 agents who represent players, and they call me up and say, hey, you know, I got this guy, I got that guy, you know, and I say, oh, great. You know, send me their number. I'll give them a call on Sunday, you know. So there's different levels, you know, but there's been a lot going on. I mean, Les Moss left Nav.
That was big news.
That was big news. And I love Les. And him and Keith, you know, they're a great team together. You know, they're very good. They won a couple championships in Albany that way, or won in Albany that way. And they've had, you know, their own successes apart, and they've had their own successes together. I wish them well, you know. So that's big. And I know that their owner and Naz is, per his social media, has been interviewing coaches and has it narrowed down, I think, to 3 right now. And is probably going to make a decision, you know, today, tomorrow, on who's, you know, you got to do it before free agency starts, you know, to give the coach a fair chance.
Yeah. Otherwise, how they, you know, what's going to happen? You resign everybody.
I did that in Albany in 21. You know, I got the call, hey, you're a new head coach and you got 14 days.
Was it 14 or 8? I think I remember.
Well, I think it was 14 from the time I got the call, and probably closer to 7 or 8 when I actually had boots on the ground. You know, it's funny because Malachi Jones, great indoor football player. I called him from the Philadelphia airport and basically got a commitment out of him on my way to Albany. You know, I mean, I was calling everybody I knew, and that was nutty times. We weren't even sure we were going to have helmets, you know.
Yeah, tough times don't last. You know the story.
Oh, but I did bet our owner, one of our owners, Ron Tredico, the day they signed me, I bet him $10,000 I'd win the championship. He shook my hand. I haven't seen my money yet, Ron. I'm just saying.
But you,
well, Ron's living good. He's in Costa Rica right now. So
he fled the country rather than pay you.
I'd have a heck of a time trying to get my money now.
Yeah,
I just talked to him the other day, and you know,
extradition.
He's living the dream. He goes, I'm the gringo, man. I'm, you know, he's the guy living on the hill. He's living life. So.
All right, and Dukon chiming in, do you know how the West was 1-25? Guns up, that's how. Well, that's what our plan is, Dukon. Thanks for chiming in.
Dukon, you know, I love you. That's all I can say. You know, you always got a kind word, and I really do appreciate you, and I still want to do that movie with you that we talked about, and we're gonna put it together one of these days. We've got a plan. Dukon and I are going to – we're going to do I've got a screenplay written already. And,
okay. What year is this about?
Oh, it's not about me. It's about a fictional character. And a lot of, experiences that I went through and other coaches went through, and it's simply called Coach. And it's about the head coach of a professional football team the week before the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's a premise. That's
a good movie. If it doesn't turn into a movie, I'm going to turn it into a book for sure before it's all said and done.
Yeah. Who
said that? Everyone's got one good book in them.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I don't remember, but yes, I've also said that everyone has one good idea. We're actually getting good ideas to fill out the quarter. We had hoped, as we mentioned, to have Naquan on, but Bob, who was already commenting on the comments earlier, asks if you have heard anything, you have any ideas about divisions for next year? Because it sounds like we're going to have an odd number of teams in 2025 with only getting into. You're shaking your head, so you have a thought on this.
I how can I put this?
Without getting us in trouble.
I can't say, Bob, but I will say this. I think there's going to be an even amount of teams in the league next year.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. It's going to happen here pretty quick. An announcement, I'm sure.
And as the great line from Blazing Saddles, don't know, can't say, Mungo only pawn in game of life.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny because for whatever reason, it's like I'm everybody's rabbi. Man, they love calling me and telling me what's going on. And I really appreciate that. And I think they know that, you know, based on our relationships, I'm not going to say anything. I know this. I know, you know, the commissioner's working hard every day to keep this league at the elevation and continuing to elevate that we're at now. Okay. I know that to be a fact. I know that Tom's working on getting the officiating to the same level as our league is. Okay. I know all those things are happening. So I remain extremely optimistic that we'll do that. Now, if you have an odd team, okay, I would be happy to go to the East and let them come into the West if they want. I mean, if you really wanted me to, I guess we would do that.
We'd be happy to come east and fix your wagons. Really, we would.
Who did I talk to that got a job in the East? And I gave him some crap about it, and he said, oh, it was Dixie. It was Dixie Wooten.
Wooten, yeah.
I called Dixie, and I said, hey, congratulations on the new head coaching job. I go, yeah, smart move. You're in the East. He goes, I'm done with the West.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Just
he didn't mean, he didn't mean it in the derogatory way. It's just so damn competitive, you know. It's it really is. So, yeah, and I guess they're doing gangbusters on season ticket sales. And, you know, Dixie is a super high-energy guy. He's going to bring a lot of passion to that franchise. He's going to make sure that the players are dialed in. Everything's good. They're going to be very competitive, I'm sure, in their first year. But, again, you know, learning what I've learned, I would find it almost impossible to go undefeated in this league. Now, I'm not saying we're not striving for that, but I don't control things. I don't control travel. I don't control referees. And I don't control schedule and bye weeks. So if you can't control any of those factors in the West, especially, man, that's tough. That's tough. You know, I always go by the premise, think about it this way. When, you know, when all your home games win half your away games and you're what, you know, 12 and 4, right?
12-4, right.
Right. So you're 12-4 and you're in the show every year. And then God willing, you do a little bit better than that, you know, and you do, you know, you do some even better things with a couple of those away games. So I think that, again, if you could control the referees, the bye schedules, the veteran rule, the this, the that, you know, yeah, you could put together a team that could be legendary.
James Palmer locally saying, if the refs don't come become Foot Locker or come from Foot Locker, that would be an improvement. I think that's what he's saying there. And you had a comment on that in the bulletin show. I'd like to go on to the second quarter here and take a break, and hopefully Naquan will chime in when we return. Is that okay with you, Coach?
Sure. Yeah, let's do
it. Well, we will take a break here, ending our first quarter, and be back with the second in just a moment. You're watching Branded Live, the home version.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 15,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. John Wayne Service Company, our reputation is in every truck.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
It's so easy to love Pick and Pull. Why? How about the largest inventory in South Texas? How about the ease of finding your part with our interchange and real-time inventory search at pickandpullsa.com? How about an organized yard and maps to find your parts, plus a shuttle? At Pick and Pull, we make it easy to save money on the quality used auto parts you need at a price you can afford.
More to pick, less pull from your budget. Now that's Pick and Pull.
For generations, the family recipes at Carrabba's Italian Grill have been bringing people together. From the sweet smell of our scratch-made sauce to our rich layers of lasagna, we believe food made with love leads to tables filled with laughter. Dine with us or order out at Carrabba's.com.
And welcome back to Branded for the second quarter. We've had, and you've been watching, Coach, an avalanche of comments coming in. Tina Myers Haddad chiming in. Dustin Jackson greeting us from Rattlers Country. And Dustin had a question earlier I kind of wanted to get back to, Coach. What would be your ideal 8 road games for next year? This is going to be good, folks. Yeah, good you're turning in. Hopefully you're watching us now as well as later. I can't wait to hear what Coach is going to say now.
Well, I can't say it. I can't do it. I'll tell you the teams I'd like to play next year. Ideal road 8 games. Okay, I want to play Jacksonville twice. I'm calling you out, Gibby, and I know you've called me out. Let's play. That could be fun.
I'm using Bob's quote out of context here.
What? Austin to play y'all next year, maybe Tim and we'll make the road. Yeah, well, I'm hoping we play them there and they come play us here next year.
Bob was telling
Okay, let me get my 8 games, Ralph.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Good Lord. Okay. So I would say Jacksonville twice, Quad Cities 4 times, and Sioux Falls twice. How many is that?
That's 8.
Yeah, that's good.
James is suggesting we play Green Bay.
I'd love to play Green Bay. I would love to play Green Bay.
And Jim, who's been lurking behind the Inside the Walls network.
Can Jim come out and play? Can Jim come out and play, or is he hiding behind his sign? I called, actually, Jim and I had a conversation a few days ago. We talked on the phone for quite a while. Yeah.
He's saying that is Bobby saying that Green Bay schedule.
It is. Yeah. All kidding aside, I'm sure everyone's going to get better next year. Everyone's going to be competitive. I would like to play Iowa. I would like to play some storied franchises too.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to go play Arizona in Arizona. I want to play them. I want to play the Rattlers. A lot of respect for them. And I want to – let's put it on the table. Let's see who's better, you know, kind of game. I like those. I don't like playing the non-conference schedule we had. I thought it was very imbalanced. We played, you know, all top-tier teams, and we played them multiple times, played Mass twice. Who was in the championship, played Frisco, who was in the top all year, played them 3 times. That's a lot. That's a lot of redundant football that doesn't really benefit anybody, especially playing in Boston when you're in San Antonio. The cost of that is, I think our bus trip just from the airport to the hotel was the budget for the whole trip. That's how Boston was. Yeah, it's just, you know, there's smarter ways of doing things. We could scoot to Iowa. We could go to Quad Cities. We can go to Sioux Falls. See how I keep saying it? I hope someone's listening. I mean, we can just, you know, I think Jacksonville makes the most sense.
Yes,
they just got 3 direct flights nonstop. Yep. And so we can go there. Boom. We have a great game. Love to play Gibby. It's just a great atmosphere. I love the Shark Tank. I love going down there. It's fun. You can't say it's not fun. I was called names I didn't even know were in, like, a swear dictionary until you walk down that sideline. Yeah, but it's fun. They're passionate. We had it was really hilarious. You're going to love this story. So this is during the AB turmoil when I went back for the second time. The kids were under so much pressure. I mean, they were getting beat up. And all they wanted to do was play football for the most part. And so when the national anthem was played, I had them standing in the hallway. I didn't have them go on the field because they were just getting berated during pregame. So we stood in the hallway, hands on the heart, and I was out in front. So I was on the bench area, hand on the heart. So it appeared that I was the only one there, but we were all there. Okay. And this drunk guy would call me every name in the book, you know, because I didn't bring the guys out for national anthem and this and that. And I was trying to protect the kids at that time. Right. And 90% of the fans for Jacksonville are great people. They're great guys, gals, families. But this drunk ass who was sitting right by us was relentless, and he was personal, and he had done his internet homework on every kid and, you know, and on, you know, AB and everything else that was going on. And I want to go back there, and I hope he buys a ticket. Because I think here's what's going to happen. I think we're going to have a very competitive game. Hope we win. And then I'm going to ask him if he wants to come with me to the locker room and get a visit. Private visit with coach in the locker room.
Not that was, the team, just no, the coach.
Just me and him to go have, let me show you around for 5 minutes. And I've been thinking about that guy since 23.
I don't think I would actually want to be in an enclosed space with you under those circumstances.
No, it'll be very nice. It'll be friendly. It'll be
killing with kindness.
Kill him with kindness.
Monica Marin from Sports Coast to Coast saying there'll be a bit of nostalgia since we both came over from the IFL. She did have another question. What about a game or two against the new expansion, Fisher's Freight?
Yeah, I don't care.
There you have it.
I mean.
Oh, Bob says they can arrange that. Bob, are you on a first name basis with all the aggressive, obnoxious drunks in Jacksonville? Is there like a Facebook group that we should be aware of?
I said it. I said it before, and I'll say it again. 99% of those people, 95% of those people are great. It's just
that's facts.
And it's probably him.
Yeah, and Bob would support that visit because he says, yeah, you don't need fans like that. Nobody does.
And what was crazy about it to me, the guy had like his wife and his two small kids with him. And I kept looking at him and I said to him, I go, sir, your kids are right here. You really want to, you don't know. All right. Welcome to indoor football, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. But you know what? I can tell you this. I'm telling you the horror story, but the good stories are is that when I would be coaching on the field, which I plan on doing next year, I'm going to be on the field for the defense next year. And when you're out there, it's funny because you get fans and you start, you know, it's polite jabber with them, timeouts, plays, delays, media timeouts, whatever. And you always kind of bet them. You go, watch, we're going to intercept the ball here, or watch, we're going to get a fumble, or watch, we're going to stop them. And they laugh and we joke. And I forget where it was this year. I bet somebody before the game, he was with his wife and his two small kids. And I bet him a box of popcorn.
All right.
That we were going to win. And, of course, after the game, he looked at me and he had this box of popcorn. And he was ready to hand it to me and I gave him a ball. And I said, here, you keep the popcorn, you keep the ball. God bless you guys. Have fun. And that's the kind of experience I like going when we go to other cities and we're in other places. And whether you win or lose, those people paid the money to support their team and have fun. And you want to give them a great experience. You don't want them walking out of there and saying, boy, those guys in San Antonio are real, you know, buttholes, or, you know, they're just good people. And that's what we want to portray anywhere we go. And we try really hard to do that.
And I'm trying to remember if that was Tucson. It wasn't Arizona, but we got a flight crew out of Arizona.
Yeah, that was funny because, you know, when we get on the plane, all the guys get on their travel suits or polos or t-shirts. And I had on, I always travel with a red, one of those fishing shirts that Jordan made us. They're beautiful. Right. Got the logo on it and got all that. And Jordan loves putting HC Tom and Os across my chest there on all my stuff. And we're sitting there. I'm sitting on the plane and she goes, oh, you guys are the team. Tell me about the team, blah, blah, blah. And she got all into it. And she got us, she went on the mic and said, hey, we want to welcome the Gunslingers and da, da, da. And so Zach Brown was with us at the time. So I said to Chris McKinney, who was sitting with me, I said, watch this, I'm going to get Zach. So I told her that it was Zach's birthday and he turned 40 today. And, you know, he's like, God. And he turned 40 today and he was an All-American. He's been all pro in the NFL and he was this and he was that and he's on the plane today. So she got on the mic, not knowing it was all fun and games. And she goes, hey, we want to wish Zach Brown, all pro NFL, blah, 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 all this. And the guys are just dying. Right. So she took it great. And then so the other flight attendants kept coming over and would ask questions or talk about football. And so I said, well, why don't y'all call me? Here's my card. Call me and I'll get you guys tickets for the game. And sure enough, they all showed up. I mean, and then they were calling me like 10 minutes before the game and saying, hey, can our pilot come? Can our co-pilot come? Can our this come? Can we bring our husbands? Can we bring our – I'm like, yeah. So where were we with that game? That was Tucson, right?
No, I think that was – I thought that was Vegas, actually.
It was Vegas. That was Vegas. And you're right. And Vegas was kind enough to give me like 20 tickets for them. And they came, they had a blast. We got pictures, you know, with them holding the ball. I gave them a game ball afterwards and they became Gunslinger fans and it was really special. And that's the beauty of who we are, you know, as a league and as a franchise, specifically the Gunslingers, is that we're pretty easy to make friends with, you know, if you have an interest in us.
And Dustin Jackson asked, would you ever play a game on ABC? I think it doesn't matter where we play. We'd play anywhere, anytime.
You know why he asked that?
Yeah, he's trying to bait us into getting into trouble. And
hey, Dustin, I would play in the alley of Skid Row if it meant playing a football game. I don't care where you play, and I don't care who's watching. I just love football. And any opportunity to coach it or play it or be a part of it, I don't care where it's at, you know. And I'm hoping Prime, Netflix, Paramount, Peacock, Hulu, if you're listening, we would end up being one of your number one sports programming shows if you got us on there on a regular basis.
And Monica Marin, with the jokes, Jim not far behind. Would you play in a mall?
Nope.
And Jim following behind, are you playing in a mall this season? Is that too soon?
You know what? They did
we the best. The third quarter, coach.
They did the best they could. I'm talking about the players and the coaches.
Yeah.
They did the best they could with what they got handed. All right. And I'm based on what I'm reading on social media, they're piling on teams. I think I've seen 3 or 4 new teams come on board already. Right. Like I said, people, you know, it's football's a beautiful game. And if you get to play it longer, great. That's a blessing. And the fact that there's more teams gives you that opportunity. So I get no beefs, you know, just tell the truth. You know, if you're going to sign a guy and you promise him this and you promise him that, just don't make the kid wonder where his meal's coming or if he's got a place to sleep. You know, Hell, wasn't it Duck I got that signed out of a parking
lot? In the parking lot of a Knights Inn or something like that.
Right. I mean, don't do that to these people. Treat them like they're your sons, you know? And if you can't treat them like they're your sons, don't be an owner. Just don't be an owner. And if you allow it as a coach, don't be a coach. You know, the buck stops with coaches. You know, and I get it. Listen, I'm going to think about my 30-year-old me. Okay? My 30-year-old me would say, hey, you know, it's okay, and we can make it work, and we can this, and we can. My 64-year-old me says, screw that. Screw that. If you can't do it, don't do it. And if you can do it, you're not doing anything special. You're doing what you would do for your own children. Why would you want anyone else, child, husband, father, to be, you know, put through that? I've been in situations, man. I'm telling you, you get a bag lunch. You're wondering if your key works at the hotel.
You're wondering if the yellow bus will run out of gas before it gets to where it's going.
Yeah, right.
You'd
be lucky to get a yellow bus.
Yeah,
in some of these places, I think that's the difference between the IFL and everybody else. Okay, hats off to the IFL for vetting your owners. You've got the best owners in indoor football, and I say that as a group. Okay, as a group, I'm sure there's good owners in other leagues and other places, but as a group, you're not going to find a better group of owners, I don't think, anywhere.
I experienced a brief technical glitch, and I'm not quite sure why I glitched off there. Thanks for keeping the show going, Coach. I never lost sight of you.
I got a message here from Nyquan. Let's see what it says.
Okay, because we're about to pop into the third quarter, and will we be blessed with Murray? Thanks for watching live, folks. This is breaking news.
Hang on.
Well, you want us to go to break and then we come back?
No, this is more entertaining, isn't it? Watching me text.
It's dramatic.
Just kidding. Yeah, let's go to break, and I'm working on trying to get him on, everybody.
All right, we'll be back with the third quarter in just a moment. You're watching Branded.
We all need hot water. Some of us need more than others. So it's a good thing that State has a wide range of tough commercial-grade water heaters for your home. From standard models to high-efficiency and tankless models, we've got you covered. No matter where you live, what you do, or who started it. To install a State water heater in your home,
call John Wayne today or visit us at johnwayne.com.
Hey, San Antonio, are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Matangas, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in-store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in-store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas roll. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza, and just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza because we had to name a pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Matangas near you.
Welcome to South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center. Step into our operating rooms, where highly skilled surgeons work hand-in-hand with specialized technicians. Our dedicated team has extensive experience and expertise in spine and surgical procedures. Our commitment to patient safety is unwavering. We understand that your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where expertise, longevity, and state-of-the-art technology come together for your health.
Yeah, And welcome back to Branded for the start of the third quarter. And Coach, what do we know about the whereabouts of Naquan, or should I just read the biography?
Well, no. Let's hold up to the fourth quarter for that. Well, okay. We have he just got off work, poor kid. You know, he's scrambling right now. So listen, if we don't have him on tonight, we'll have him on, you know, real soon. We got a lot of there's a lot of moving parts right now. Obviously with announcements and signings and things like that. Last year, by this time, I think I probably had half the roster or three quarters of the roster already done. This year, if you've been watching, we've signed our first 10. And then I've gotten verbal commitments, non-IFL signed players, non-players, other leagues, that I'm going to be announcing the first week in October. Some very familiar names to everybody that I think everyone will be real excited about. Just taking it a little slower this year, in a sense of, I'm going to be very, very picky, you know, who I let in my kitchen. All right. So, and it's not because I wasn't happy with what we had. It's just because, our expectations are greater, of what we want and how we want it done. So, like I said, live and learn, you know. And every coach I talked to, you know, even when I was talking to Kevin Guy, he said, you guys were great. And he said, you know, what you did in the first year and da da da. And, you know, he's very kind. You know, and I'll be straight up with everybody. Straight up. I told Kevin Guy, I pulled him to the side at the owners' meetings and I said, I just want you to know, I really appreciate what you did in the last series when you took the knee, because you guys probably could have scored on us. They were down there in the very end of it. And he looked at me and he said, oh, you don't have to say that. And he goes, you guys could have stopped us. And I said, nah, you know what? Class act. Appreciate it. So that's the kind of guys that I like coaching against, playing against. I like my boys being around them because it just makes us better as people too, you know. So it was a good experience. Oh, I got an update here on one thing. And it's not what you thought it was. Let me see. Of course, she did it in Braille. No, she did it great. I text Jen when we were at halftime because next week, next Wednesday, we're live in San Antonio, everybody. Come on down. We're going to be at Outback Steakhouse. And the address is 12511. On the 110 in San Antonio. Does that make sense? 12511 on the I-10 in San Antonio, Texas. And if you got any questions on that, you know, I guess you can just call them and find out specifics. It's 210-696-4329. So
that number one more time,
210-686-4329 or 696. I'm sorry.
696. Okay.
Hold on a second. Old man eyes. Watch this. It's going to be 734. No, I was right. 210-696-4329.
All right, we'll go ahead and throw that into the chat on YouTube and Facebook. That number's up.
Hey, you know what? Listen, come out, have a great dinner, enjoy the show. Ralph, can we do an open mic deal?
Can
you come up to the mic?
We can. I have the cabling and the capability. Now that you're telling me I need it, I can manage that.
I'm not saying we need it. I just think it'd be cool if fans want to come up to the mic, ask a question live. That would be kind of fun. And wear your gunslinger gear, come out there, let's represent it, let's fill the place, you know. So
sure.
I'm excited to be back in town, so that's a big part of it.
a holdover from the second quarter. Monica had a comment where she said, I think the IFL learned a lesson about vetting owners after their experience with the Louisville Extreme.
Yeah.
And that that may have been the impetus behind that.
Which is a shame because Louisville, God, Louisville's beautiful. Yeah. It's gorgeous and it's money and it's, you know, it's got all the cool things going on. And I just don't get why it didn't work. But, you know, I think you really got to have great salespeople like we have in Jen on our staff with getting sponsors, and you got to have great community people involved, you know, April, Morgan, Weston, Jordan, all of them who are always promoting and out there, and our ownership, you know, Don and James are always wearing their gear and swag and talking to fans. And I think you got to be really into it to be successful. And I think this is the year that, from a business standpoint, that we turn the corner as well. We had a lot of growing pains this year. And not pains, but, you know, we had additional expenses associated with the team. And one is that we really take care of the guys, you know, food and housing and all that, but also, you know, building the new complex that we did. Thank God for partners like South Texas Spine and all the others who have stepped up. And, you know, even it was funny because I saw the Matingas commercial and I just started craving one of those pothole pizzas, you know. Yep. So it's just great people around us, and we're going to continue to grow that family side of it. And that, I think, is going to be how we remain sustainable and successful.
We did have a question from earlier as well that I thought was kind of random, but we are up, we're one of the few shows that are still going on about the IFL and indoor football. Kelly Woodward asked, how do they determine where the championship game is held? Because it's not like other leagues where you play the championship game at the highest seeded team in the championship.
Right. Well, a couple things. One, I'm hoping that we change that. I think that you really need to have the host team be the number one seeded team should, as part of the reward. And right. I go from this premise. Vegas is great. The hospitality, unbelievable. The banquet, unbelievable. The stuff, unbelievable. Everything about it, great. The difference is you have that same game where there's maybe 3,000 people there, you have it in Arizona, and you've got 12,000 with standing room only.
Right. Right.
They earned it. So if you earn it, why not get it? Right? That's how we did it in other leagues, and it worked out really well. Of course, we were always hosting, and I love that for our fans. No, but I'm serious. You talk about a driving, motivational thing. I know that was a huge thing for Mike Davis this year. You know, it was the last year of that three-year agreement that the championship was going to be played in Vegas. So I have no idea where they're playing the next year.
And we'll all have to
If it's in Vegas, great. I love Vegas. That was, you know, they put on a show. They take very good care of the fans and the teams and the ownership there, and Mike Davis, the head coach, was a great host, and yeah, I couldn't imagine having to do all that and not be in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Hats off to you, brother.
Yeah, and don't forget, Coach, San Antonio is a great convention destination and could do very well hosting such a game. We had Final Four here for a few times.
Yeah, we would do great. I think it would be pretty spectacular, and I'm 100% confident it'd be a total sellout and standing room only for a game like that. So That's our goal, you know, that's our goal. And the rewards that are reaped from hosting playoff games and championship games help the owners immensely to recoup some of the money that they have to invest throughout the year. And that doesn't go lightly by me for my ownership. So.
Now, we had a plan to discuss some things here in the third quarter, but I got to say, I got to really give a big nod of thanks, hat tip, as it were. We've had some great action going on here in the comments section all night long, and it has been nearly a dialogue. The comments have almost carried the entire show tonight, but we actually did have some planned content, and that was to talk about the offense, the prospects, the prototypes, starting by position and starting with the line. Offense or defense, which one do you want to talk about first tonight, Coach?
I don't care.
Okay. I wrote down offense, so to keep it clean.
Okay, here, put it out there. Which one would they rather hear about this week? Because I don't think you want to hear about both, because it's going to – listen – let's talk about offense.
Okay.
All right. So we're returning Isaiah Hardy, McQuill Harvey on the offensive line. They've both been with me. This will be their fourth year playing for me. Okay. I know what I'm getting with them. I'm getting all pro caliber offensive linemen. Cornelius Lewis, we kind of finished the season with the idea that I thought Cornelius was going to go into coaching after this, because he'd played, what, 14 years, almost 15 years. And
pretty much every team that you can name.
Right. And very successful Florida State guy. And like my child, I love Cornelius Lewis. And if you go back and listen to any of my podcasts, I always said he's my favorite person in the whole world. And that hasn't changed. He's a wonderful man. That we're moving past Cornelius this year. Part of it is because of this damn veteran rule. If we didn't have the veteran rule, it'd be a different story. So we're looking at bringing back one or two of the guys that we had brought in later in the year. But we're also looking for some very aggressive talented offensive linemen that are shown an interest to come here. And I think would be very successful and play at the same caliber as Harvey and Hardy. So that's where we're at with the line, so to speak.
So describe what that player is. I mean, obviously.
That player is 6'4 to 6'7. He weighs 300 to 325 pounds. He can move. He's got great footwork. He's not a fat body. He's an athletic bodied guy carrying his weight. Exceptional footwork, good quickness, great hand speed. Someone who keeps a pad level. One that conditions himself not only with weights, but also with cardio, so he can sustain long drives at a high level. Guys that have the ability to hook the ends with quickness and with hands and technique and go to second level on zone blocking and be proficient in their pass blocking, where they're not jumping and rather using pro technique of slide, punch, and set. So that's what we're looking for from an offensive lineman. If you can't do it, don't call, don't write, don't do anything. If you can't do all of that, we're not interested. So anybody you see assigned has the ability to do all those things. Some might need a little bit more coaching, but they have to have the ability to do all those things. Then you go to our running back. Our running back, we have Harper, who re-signed with us. And Harper really came into his own, runs like his hair is on fire. He can be as physical as you want, be as elusive as you want. Great kid, great athlete. We're going to bring in another one or two running backs for camp as well and see how that goes. The third one is, I guess, the wide receiver core. We're bringing back Kali Rashad, Austin Upshaw, who we had on, DJ Myers, Naquan Murray. Okay, those are four that we're bringing back. We're going to bring in another four to compete against those guys as well. So we'll bring in.
What are we looking for at wide receiver to even compete? I mean, you're going up against really great receivers, and even Harper. Harper at one point was in the top, if not the top, running back for receptions, and I want to say running back for touchdowns in the IFL last league. I'd have to go back and look at the stats. But
for comparison, if you're not as good as those guys, don't come.
Wow.
Right. Now,
that's a pretty high bar, folks.
No, it's not. Because that kid's sitting at home right now listening to this going, I'm better than that guy. And that's the kid I want here. That's the kid I want here who says, I'm better than that guy, and I've done it at a high level, and I'm experienced, and I'm a good character guy, and I'm faster, and I'm younger, and I'm better looking, and I got a prettier girlfriend. That's the dude I want.
And we'll see you at the tryouts, or we'll hear from you right. Coming up here this Sunday.
Right. So you look at that, and then you go and you say QB. That's the question everyone's asking right mm-hmm. now.
Yes.
Okay. Here, I will say this as best I can. I'm bringing in three quarterbacks. I have two done already. I'm just waiting on the third. And then I'll announce next week. Or October 1st.
Right. And that would be at, I'm trying to remember what we had. Yeah. And we will have our show on October 2nd. And so
I'll tell you what I think we'll do is I won't say anything until October 2nd.
Okay, there you go.
So you're going to want to watch that show. Because you're going to definitely want to watch that show. We'll just say that. Okay, so that's really pretty much it. I'm looking at bringing in around 20 guys on offense for camp and 20 guys on defense for camp. Right. Or 19 and 19 and a kicker or two. Right. I got a great note from TC. It was unbelievable, unsolicited, just a grateful note that said how much he enjoyed it and how much that he had been looking forward for me and him being together. We talked about it for many, many years, and to get to do it was really a pleasure. And he thanked us for the great send off we gave him. I said, you could have kicked a couple of deuces in that last game. Anyway,
right?
he was fantastic all year long, and everything that he did, we really appreciate him and wish him and his family nothing but great success and blessings. So that stuff's easy, The hard part is, I guess. Let's say you start camp on Monday, right? By Wednesday, I pretty much know who I'm cutting. Okay, and people ask all the time because Monday you're in shorts and tees, and then Tuesday you're in shoulder pads and going through stuff, and Wednesday you get some real contact in, and you kind of know cream rises to the top pretty fast. And you can see who's an A and who's a D, right? Or who's a A and a B and, so on and so forth. So you can kind of see that. The beauty of it is right now I'm in the process of putting together a preseason game.
This is the first I've heard of this.
Well, I don't call you when I do everything, Ralph.
I know. So
Gunslinger Nation. As much as I love you. I don't go, Ralph, can I do this? Okay.
No, Posse, you heard it here first. Breaking news tonight.
We got some parts to put together with this thing still, but they're very anxious to come to us. If the space is available, we would play it at the arena. If the space is not available, we'd play it at Gunslinger Nation, and we'd probably bring in bleachers for the day and all that good stuff. But the idea is, what I want to do is, it's not necessarily for our ones, it's for our twos and our threes and the guys on the bubble. I would make it where every quarterback had to play, you know, like your thought of QB1 is going to play one quarter, QB2 is going to play one quarter, and the guy who you think is QB3 and you're not sure on, he'll probably split third and fourth quarter with your number two. And then same thing would hold true in part with a lot of different positions. Let's say a number two center or a number two running back will get a lot of play. Number two DBs, number two linebackers, D linemen. And the idea would be is to let see in full contact situations, because, you know, we're not going to go low on our guys and do all that kind of stuff. So it would be an opportunity to see how well we play at full throttle against somebody else. After that, we do a final cut the next day. And then I'd probably give the players a day off. If truth holds the form, Don would probably have everyone out to the ranch for a barbecue and welcome them as the final roster for the 2025 season. And then we go right into the last week of camp to prepare for our first game.
First practice on Monday.
Yeah, and bubble guys would stick around probably to that Wednesday, and then that last Wednesday, if we have to part ways with somebody, we tell them stay by your phone, because if we had to cut you on a Wednesday right before that in that last week, it means we really like you. We just have numbers.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So. Yeah, and that's pretty much how it's going to go, I think, this year. And we're looking at camp. I think camp's going to start like March 1st this year.
Now, I know that you can't say who it is. Monica Martin asking is, I think she's asking, will the preseason game be against another team? I think, well, obviously, but yeah. Is it going to be against another, I would be so broad as to say, indoor or arena team?
It's an indoor and/or arena team, but it's not an IFL team.
Right, right. So it'd be somebody, because now it turns out there's four in Texas, but three non-IFL. But anyhow, but no point in speculating. Let's get into the third quarter, because we are going to talk D-Day coming up next, if that's all right with you, Kurt. Say again?
We're in the fourth quarter, starting the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we'll be in the fourth quarter. We're gonna talk free agency.
Okay, you said third quarter, and I started going, oh my God, that was the longest second quarter in the history of man. No,
okay. It's in the fourth quarter when we return.
Okay, good.
You're watching Branded Live, the home edition. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word, it's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
what can I say? Comes with the job. 1 minute I'm making a one-hand catch on the sideline. Next minute, it's lights out, and I'm on the sideline. And that's why I like Complete Care, because they're fast, just like me. They have ultrasound, CAT scan, x-ray, and even on-site lab. So if you get sidelined, know where to go. Complete Care, official sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslinger.
And welcome back to Branded for our fourth quarter. No, this time we really, really mean it. It is the fourth quarter, and it's about to be D-Day. This is the day that pretty much Coach has been looking forward to since the end of the season, and getting back to reload as the Gunslingers, as it were. And we already started with the 10 names, Coach, that you mentioned we have already signed. But before we get into that, when will you be back, as in back surgery?
Oh, I don't even know if I'm going to need it. I hope not. But
that's good, because we were talking about that.
Well, South Texas, Angie, who is the CEO for South Texas Spine,
yep, Angie Hospital,
you know, this is what happens when you play too long, right? I mean, it's bound to happen, and I'm fine with it. I got names for every one of my scars, man. You know, I can tell you a story about every single one of them, and I'm proud of each one of them. But I've been suffering with my back, and it was a sciatic nerve issue. Everyone has those. A lot of people have had them. It's not a big deal. So when I went and got an MRI about a year ago, they said, when did you break your back? And I, what? And they said, well, yeah, you got a, it's an old injury, you can tell, and you broke your back, and you've got some vertebrae damage, and you got some disc damage, and you got this, and you got that. And I said, oh, okay. And kind of gutted through it with the help of our team doctor, and Megan takes really good care of me. And Don and James are kind of sympathetic to, I was working through that last year. And so when I got done with the season, I started a regimen of rehab and getting my back right. I actually feel really good. It needs to get repaired. Now I'm hoping it's one of those, hey, we can do this. This will give you some relief and you're fine. If it's anything better than that, bigger than that, I probably won't do it anyway. You know, give me some ibuprofen and, you know, show me where the field is and I'll be fine. So it's just one of those things where you kind of want to know, just so you know, but you really don't want to know.
Right.
If that makes sense. But I it's time, you know, I'm at the point where I got to get checked. And, you know, so when I say all the good things I say about South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, I'm not just blowing smoke up your caboose. I'm telling you the truth. I believe me, if it involves my health and I trust these people, you should trust these people too and give them an opportunity to work with you and find out and improve your quality of life and the things that you need to do. But moving past that, I just wanted to say one thing before we get done with that part of it. Any one of our sponsors, let's say, you know, you work for a guy and he doesn't want to be a sponsor and he doesn't want to do anything, and but you work for him. You ask yourself all the time, how can I help support? Yeah, you can buy a ticket, you can buy merch, but more importantly, you can go to our sponsors, no matter who they are, our food sponsors, our healthcare providers, or anything, mention our name. And, you know, that you want the same quality of care that they give professional athletes and coaches, and the same food that we eat every day, you can be eating every day. Okay. And by showing your support to them and mentioning us, that always helps them to re-sign with us and continue to be partners and part of our family And we really do think of them as family. I'll tell you what, this whole thing with Outback coming up next week, it's funny because when Jen got Outback to join in, bringing some lunches over to the players, because we cater lunches. If any players are listening, you get a great meal in the morning at the hotel, a beautiful buffet breakfast, and it's beautiful. It's not like where they're in bags, and you get a beautiful spread. And then you come to work, and then after practice, after your shower, we have a catered lunch brought in every day. And I'm not talking about McDonald's. I'm talking about Outback Steakhouse, Matinga's, you know, our Mexican places that deliver food. Oh, my God, you see the line. They're lined up with their towels still around their heads from the shower to get in line for Mexican. Everything we do is very, very first class. And I can't thank these sponsors enough for their continued support and what they do for us. And then, of course, the players get done and they go home and they have a beautiful dinner at the hotel again. So you don't have to hunt around with coupons and, oh, I got a coupon from Jersey Mike's or I got a coupon from, you know, McDonald's or wherever. You don't have to do that. You're treated like a professional football player. I tell people this all the time. We do not have an NFL budget, but I promise, and believe me, I promise you, we will treat you like a professional football player at the highest level in everything that we do. And so that alone, you know, people say, well, why, you know, you're going to go play for $250, you're going to go play for, you know, whatever, and how can you do that and this and that? And you got to love the game, man. And we take into consideration the sacrifices you're making as a person, a father, a son, you know, like we talk about all the time. And so we try to treat you real well. And same thing goes with our coaches. We treat our coaches fantastic. You know, so when I say we, Don does.
Right.
And, you know, and I can't thank that man enough for everything he's done. And the only way I can show him my appreciation is get a ring on his finger and bring in sponsors and help sell season tickets and do those things to try to solidify the longevity of this football team.
And now what can you tell us about, I heard it on with RJ on the Brahma Bulletin. What does Sunday look like for you on the first day of free agency?
Well, I told everybody, the first appointment, I get in Saturday at around 11 a.m. And I told everybody, don't even try to call me until Tuesday. Like, internally.
Right.
I'm unavailable until probably mid-afternoon Tuesday, if not Wednesday. Because what usually happens is, on the 15th, being that we're in San Antonio and we're in Central Time, at 12:01 a.m., I'll start calling West Coast players on Saturday night because it'll be 12:01, so it'll technically be Sunday, and I'll start calling them at midnight. My alarm will go off like it usually does, 4:35 in the morning. When it goes off, coffee, book, phone in hand, and then I'll start the East Coast when it gets reasonable by, let's say, when it's maybe 9 a.m. on the East Coast on Sunday. Sunday's tough because you really have a window between 9 and 12 to get a hold of guys because then the NFL starts, and a lot of guys watch football. So then from 12 to about 4:30 or to about 3:30.
The end of the early game.
You're tough getting a hold of guys. Then between 3:30 and 4:30, you got another window to call guys. And then you start your next batch of calls around 8:00 at night and go to about 11 on Sunday night. And then Monday morning is when all hell breaks loose.
Right.
So on Monday morning, you know, you start your calls around 9 a.m. East Coast time, and then work your way across the United States. And that takes the next 14, 15 hours to get done with what you want to get done on your board. And then on Monday, in addition to that, Monday evening, I have a meeting with one of our sponsors and dinner. And so I'll be tied up with that for a couple hours and then get back from that. And then I'll hit West Coast again one more time. Tuesday morning, same routine, 9 to whenever, and then other business. And then what you're really looking for is, because you're just starting and you can't sign, and I call it a virtual handshake. Like, if I shake hands with you, it's gold, right? It means something to me. And if you tell me, yeah, I'm in, then I check you, and I assume you're going to be signing on October 1st. If you do me dirty between the 15th and the 1st, you're dead to me. You say you're coming, and then you don't come, and then you call me back and say, well, I changed my mind, and this, and that. No, I don't play that. I explained this to a player today. I want guys that are in love with football as much as I'm in love with football. I want guys that are this, you know, determined in this and that. I'll give you a cool story. So this guy called, this agent and I were speaking, and the agent said, agent's a great guy. And he said, the guy you're talking to, you want to talk to, he's not with an IFL team right now, but he's not sure if he wants to play football anymore. He got a full-time job. And I said, well, good for him. I understand that. You got to start growing up sometime, right? Having a life. Well, that's not it, coach. He's got a wife and a son, a small son. And I said, okay, you know our mantra is God, family, football, right? And he goes, yeah, we know that. And that's why he wants to talk to you. But, you know, he's really struggling with the fact that he would have to leave his wife and his child. And I kind of said to him, you're talking to a guy who went home 28 days last year.
Right.
Out of 300 and some odd days. Okay, I went home 28 days. And I have 6 kids, 3 grandkids, a boatload of friends and family. And
a few acres to take care of and some deer and other sundry critters to hunt.
Well, I didn't hunt. Like, it's the first year I didn't hunt since I was 16. So it was because you make a commitment. You make a commitment. I made a commitment to my ownership. I made a commitment to my players, my coaches, and also to the city that they were going to get the best version of me. Did they get the best version of me? No, I fell short. And believe me, that's a huge chip on my shoulder right now that I want to be better next year. So that, in that being part of this, I said to the guy, well, if that's his concern, then I don't want him. Now you're going to say, well, I thought family came first. Family always comes first.
Right.
But if you're still wanting to talk to me, that means you want me to make that decision for you. And I'm not going to talk you into coming. And then, you know, 3 weeks into the year, mama's at home and she says, you know, if you don't come home, I'm leaving you. Oh, you know, if you don't, and this happens, trust me.
Right. You've been there. You've seen this.
If you don't do this, if you don't do that, that, and they get their little boy on the phone, they, you know, they're crying. Right. And I get it. It's brutal, right? But it has to. That's why I always say, everything that I've accomplished, everything that I've done, I owe to Miss Susan. I owe it to her. I owe it to my sons, my daughters. I owe it to my grandkids. I owe it to them. I don't owe it to anybody else. It supersedes ownership. It supersedes coaches, players, everything. I owe it to them because they're the ones that make the sacrifices so we can do what we do. Okay. Now, in the interim, you fly them in, you spend time with them, you do what you can, you Zoom call. I can't tell you how many times I sat in a restaurant with my phone, having dinner with my wife on the phone.
Mm.
But you do what you need to do if it's a passion, and they have to be bought in. So I said, do you want me to talk to the player or do you want me to talk to the wife?
Fair question.
Yeah. Who am I recruiting?
Right. Who do I got to sell?
No, I don't want to sell anybody. I want her to be on board with it. I want her to be okay with it. I want her to say yes. So then he can say yes, because he wants to say yes, but he's a great guy. He passes every character vetting you could have on a person. And that's why he's in the dilemma. Now, do I think he'll come? 50-50. 50-50. If he does, we're better. If he doesn't, we'll find another way to get better. And that's and it's not Sam. Let me add that to the equation.
Well, I didn't see any comments speculating that, but I'm sure there are many fans that thought it.
No, because I said young kids and stuff. And
Anything else you want to add to that now that we know what Sunday and Monday and into Tuesday and probably Wednesday, half the day at least, is going to look like for Tom Manas? It's almost like we need to rent a call center for you. This is the Gunslingers.
With an Indian accent.
Yes, hello. This is the Gunslingers free agency hotline. Please hold.
I think what next week looks like, to be honest with you, is lots of phone calls. I want to go. I know Jen's got me booked to go see sponsors. And, it is Tom Brady. How'd you know that? Okay. Actually, we have a kid coming to the tryout. We have Tony Romo. Coming to the tryout. I'm not lying. I'm 100% serious. His name's Tony Romo. God, I hope it's the real Tony Romo. It's just that kind of week is I come in on Sunday and I leave the following Sunday. And it's designed for me to have boots on the ground and work. And I don't worry about sleep. I don't worry about eating. I don't worry about any of that. You go and you grind for a week. You do what you got to do. Then I get home and I got 2 days to wash my clothes. And then I'm going to my son's wedding in Montana for a week. And then I come home for a week. And then I go back to San Antonio for another 2 weeks. And, you know, and it just is going to be like that all year. But I owe it to Susan and the kids to come back and forth this off season and not be gone the whole time. So,
all right. That'll wrap our fourth quarter then. Or
Naquan, jammed up. He apologized to everybody. I apologize to everybody. We're going to get him on again in the next, I'd say 2 weeks. I'm not sure who we're going to have live at the show on Wednesday. Working on that right now. Going to definitely try to have players or staff on camera. Open mic, you can ask questions, you can do all that stuff. Come to Outback. What I was saying before was every time he would bring Outback, the guys would go nuts because, you know, you'd think he'd just bring a blooming onion and run for the hills, right? No, this guy brought steak, shrimp, I mean, these full meals, gorgeous meals, and so I never ate. So I sat back at my office is right by where they eat. And so I'm looking and these guys are eating and I go, you can have mine. You know, I usually point to a big lineman. You can have mine. And so that way they can get two steaks out of the deal. So I've never had one yet. So I'm excited about going Wednesday. I've only been to Outback once in my whole life. So,
and you'll be able to sit down and, and at that point be very, very tired. Hopefully you'll be able to make it through the show without falling headfirst onto the table.
No, I'm good. That's one thing. My energy level's just fine. I'm good and ready to go. And this is exciting for me because I tell this to the staff. I've told this to the staff multiple times, not only players, coaches, but also, you know, salespeople, everybody who will listen. I said, do the heavy lifting now. Get it all done by Christmas. Get it all done by Christmas. You know, sell the hell out of season tickets. Get all the sponsors in play. Get your weightlifting done. Get your coaching playbook done. Get your stuff done. Get everything we need to have done by Christmas. Get all the heavy lifting done, because then we can perfect everything in January and February. We can perfect it. And then we go from there and go on. I'm signing a kid next week. And he said, well, what's the next step? And I said, well, we'll get you on paper next week when I'm in town. And once we do that, I'll connect you with our offense coordinator and you can start getting into the playbook and doing Zoom calls and doing that. And then we'll have team Zoom calls throughout the off season as well. And we'll do those and coordinate, talking to all the players, letting the players meet each other. They all start talking smack. It's fun. There's like 40 guys on there. And then they get familiar with each other and go from there. And then that way, when we get to camp, it's like, you know people and you know your coaches and you know your players and you know your staff, and you know, and that's important. You know, that's just important to me. So.
And that's where we start building cohesion, and that's where we'll stop the game for now. And this edition of Branded, we'll be back to wrap it up with the finals in just a moment. You're watching Branded, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's the high school football season, the most exciting time of the year.
That's right, Greg, and John Wayne Service Company is in on the action with Texas Sports Productions.
Watch and listen to the hundreds of games this season on the all-new TSP app, and vote for the John Wayne Player of the Game during the games and the John Wayne Player of the Week beginning on Sundays during the season.
Go to johnwayne.com to vote and be automatically entered to win a $10,000 home makeover.
Get in the game today with TSP
and John Wayne Service Company.
Hey, San Antonio, are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Batangas, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in-store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in-store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket, because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas rolls. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch, because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza, and just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza, because we had to name a pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Batangas near you.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers in South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
All right, and this will do it for Branded for September 11th, 2024. Make sure you have liked and subscribed before you go. And now it's time for our coach's good night.
Well, first of all, I want to give, I guess, my gratitude and my love and blessings to the families of everyone who suffered through 9/11 on this day, to the first responders who ran into the fray versus running from it, and to the families that suffered loss, whether they be from first responders and or victims of the attack. And then our servicemen who went and defended us from further attacks. God bless y'all. And I can't give you enough thanks for me and my family. And we love you, and you're in our prayers every day. So that, and then I guess just, you know, to say thank you again to everybody. I apologize again for not having Naquan make it tonight, but please understand these young men, they don't make millions of dollars, and they go to work every day just like you do. And sometimes when their boss says you can't get on the phone or you can't get on the computer, you got to do what you got to do. And he gives 100% whatever he does. So, and we got a list of stats, and we had a bunch of great things we were going to talk about with him. But, you know, we'll do it next time. We'll do it next time because it's pretty amazing stuff. So that's it for me, other than my good nights. So I just first want to say God bless everybody and God bless America on this day. And we love you very much. And we look forward to the next time we're together. Okay. And whether it be here or up in heaven one day. So God bless you. With that, Eli, Mila, and Liliana, time to go to bed. I love you. Good night.
This has been Branded for September 11th, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. And as always, folks, keep your guns up. Good night, everybody.